Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and of employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And then basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that the party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. The president is nearing the end of a five-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August 2017. This is VOA News. Russian officials complained Friday that they've been frustrated in repeated efforts to get information about the mysterious death of Mikhail Lesin, a former aide to President Vladimir Putin, whose battered body was found in a Washington hotel room 4 months ago. Senior Russian officials spoke out hours after authorities in the U.S. Capitol issued a brief statement explaining the Russian media magnate's death was caused by blunt force trauma. The Russian Foreign Ministry's chief spokeswoman indicated a high-level diplomatic request is on the way to Washington. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump Friday. At a news conference in Florida, Carson, who is a retired neurosurgeon, said he talked with Trump and found that there's a lot more alignment philosophically and spiritually than I ever thought that there was.
Now, some people said, well, why would you get behind a man like Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. First of all, I've come to know Donald Trump over the last few years. He is actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
Trump introduced Carson, describing him as a special person and a friend. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, trounced the country's incumbent vice president, Sai Mokam, in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. Meanwhile, the Army's candidate for president, General Mint Swe, will almost certainly lose next week's parliamentary vote, but is guaranteed one of the two vice presidential posts. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in the capital, Naypyidaw.
He is quite well-known. General Mint Swe is the chief minister for the Yangon region, quite a hardliner. And while he is certain to lose the parliamentary vote for president, he is guaranteed at least to be the second vice president. So Aung San Suu Kyi is not going to be able to have everything her way because she will have a second VP, a hardliner general, and the military, of course, has one-fourth of the seats in the parliament reserved for those in uniform.
It was the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government from President Thein Sein in a ceremony on March 30th that will end decades of military dominance. Macedonia's president says his country's been forced to pay for the actions of the European Union in the current migrant crisis, arguing that the influx has cost Macedonia $28 million so far. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.